33 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the island of Fire Island in New York, taking your calls on travel, 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. We'll get right back to you, answer your question or your problem right here on the air. Speaking of that, let's go right to South Carolina. We've got Catherine on the phone. Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, Peter, I'm a 46-year-old recent widow. I have a 6-year-old son and an 8-year-old daughter. And with my husband's recent death, with Christmas coming up, I don't think that I want to be at home for the first Christmas. We've never traveled over the holidays, and I know it can be a bit sticky, but I just would like to find some place that we can go that would have activities, even on Christmas Day, if that's possible. And we'd like to go someplace that we can see some snow, because living in the South, obviously, we've never seen a white Christmas.
Well, so we can help you out with snow. No problem with snow.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You want to go a little bit further north? Like, you want to go to Canada, or you want to go
to... Yeah, that would be... the options are wide open. We don't have any family anywhere, so we don't have any ties. We can go anywhere.
Well, you know what? If you go west, like at the British Columbia and stuff, you're going to end up with a lot of skiers, and you'll be spending a lot more money.
Okay.
There's a company called, it's a perfectly named company, called Affordable Tours, and they got a website called affordabletours.com.
Okay.
And they offer multiple trips into Canada, and believe it or not, they even take place over Christmas. So that's a cool thing.
Okay.
And that's affordabletours.com.
Okay.
And then, believe it or not, if you can base yourself... I mean, go north from New York up into Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some great little resorts up there that in the week immediately following Christmas, they're empty.
Okay.
Because everybody, you know, is home with family.
Sure.
And this is the time you want to be with your family, but away from home. I understand it. So
right.
Check with another company called Atlas Cruises and Tours, and they're listed on the website at atlastravelweb.com. Because they actually plan a lot for Christmas season travel.
Okay.
And... don't laugh when I tell you this, Central Europe and Italy.
Okay.
Because you'll find snow there too, and very affordable places like Bulgaria that have great snow.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I mean, we can be gone for weeks. I mean, their Christmas vacation is
great.
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Can I come?
Yeah, I would love that.
All right. Hey, Catherine, thanks so much. Let us know what happens, okay?
Thank you, Peter.
You got it. Let's now go to Baltimore. We've got Eileen on the phone. Hey, Eileen.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, we got some traffic tickets. Moving violations while we were in Italy.
Nobody gets tickets in Italy. They drive, they're crazy there.
Well, they do. The problem is, we were there last June 2007, and now...
Were these tickets issued to you by a police officer?
No, we are getting them in the mail. We received them in August.
Wait a second, these are not moving violations, are they?
Well, they are. We're circulating in a restricted traffic area.
Ah. Okay, well, they do this a lot in London, too. You know, the problem is they took their cue from the folks in London by coming up with restricted zones in the centers of some of these cities like Rome and Florence and stuff like that. Where were you, by the way?
Florence and Pisa.
Oh. you got tickets in Pisa?
Yes.
Oh, what a ripoff. I mean, look, I keep telling everybody, there's a building there and it leans. Don't go.
Well, you know, that was sort of a shock there. Florence, we were there 2 days. So we have 2 tickets for the same exact place that we drove into.
I got to ask this question. When you rented your car, did you rent it in Italy, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Did the rental car company disclose to you that you did not have a sticker or a permit to drive in those restricted zones?
No, they didn't tell us anything.
Is it a rental car company that we'd recognize?
Yes.
Name it.
Avis.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
You email me all the particulars to peter@petergreenberg.com.
Right.
And we'll try to run it up the flagpole with the Avis folks because, look, in this country at least, failure to disclose has merit in terms of fighting your case. Now, the flip side of this is, you planning to go back to Italy anytime soon?
Not in the next couple of years.
Well, you know what? I think the statute of limitations in Italy, which is on strike most of the time anyway, might expire by then. You didn't pay the tickets yet, did you?
Well, we paid the Florence ticket.
Why?
Well, I called the embassy in Baltimore, and they said you have to pay it within...
Wait a second. The Italians don't have an embassy in Baltimore.
Well, I guess the office that was in Baltimore that could answer my questions.
Have you ever talked to Avis?
No.
Why not? They rented you the car.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that afterwards.
No, you should have called me.
Well, okay. I just thought about you this week, so...
Oh, darling, here's what I want you to do. You have all your paperwork?
Yes.
Okay. write me with all the names, the dates, the times, the citation numbers, and let's see what Avis is going to say about this. They may claim that they did tell you. You know, they may claim it was in your rental agreement. You didn't read it.
Right.
It could have been in Italian, right?
Right.
Okay. Bottom line is, my advice here, and I'm not suggesting that you don't, you know, honor your responsibilities. However, if you really didn't know, and they're going to make it so difficult for you to protest this, you know, to appeal this is difficult, and you're not planning to go back to Italy anytime soon, I don't think Interpol is going to come to extradite you back to Italy.
Right. I wasn't sure what the limitations were, and right, I just didn't want to do anything that was wrong.
No. 4 years ago, 4 years from now, we'll get a call from you saying that you're stuck in an Italian prison and come help you, right? No, you're going to be fine. But look, let's at least try to do this the right way. Send me the email. Let's see what Avis has to say about it. And let's find out for sure whether they actually disclosed to you at the time you rented the car that this was the rule. Okay?
Right.
Hey, Al.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Peter, I am confined to an electric wheelchair. This chair weighs upwards to 200 pounds. And with all of the add-ons and fees that their airlines are doing, I'm afraid that they're going to start charging for the chair or claim it as part of my baggage. Can they do that?
Well, they can do whatever they want to do. That's the problem, Al. But we did some checking, and here's the thing. If it's just a regular wheelchair that can be pushed, that's one thing because it's a collapsible chair and it can be folded up. Your chair can't, can it?
No, it cannot.
Okay, so what you need to do, you need to call the airline at least 48 hours in advance. Some will say call 24 hours in advance, but my suggestion is 48 hours. Let them know what it is, and they're going to have to know if it's got batteries and if it poses any kind of a safety risk as an electrical hazard in the cargo hold, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the best place to find out the information about which airline changes their mind hourly, and by the way, the answer is hourly, I would go to this website. It's SATH.org. That stands for Society for Accessible Travel and Hospitality. That's SATH.org. And the other guys that are great are FlyingWithDisability.org. And, you know, under the FAA right now, the airlines must allow you to, you know, who are dependent upon assistant devices, the carriage of such items. So, but you still have to check it ahead of time so they know you're coming, okay?
Thank you very much.
You got it, Al. Let's go right to John on the phone. Hey, John.
Hi, Peter. I am a frequent traveler between Detroit and Norfolk, Virginia. I take different airlines to get the best prices through discount brokers like Priceline. Is this a good strategy, or should I stick with one airline and build up my frequent flyer miles?
I'm laughing because you can build up all the miles you want, but if you've been listening to me on the Today Show or listening to this radio show, you know that the miles depreciate in value almost daily because the airlines are doing everything they can to, you know, make it harder and harder for you to redeem those miles. It's okay to look at Priceline, which is an opaque system, but I'd also go to Kayak, KAYAK.com, or lastminutetravel.com, depending on when you're going. Bookingbuddy.com, or there's even another website which will drive you a little nuts because it displays like up to 7 different sites at once called onetime.com. But here's my other great advice, which I've always told everybody, and people think I'm nuts. How about this? Talk to a human being first. Because anytime you book a flight with an airline, you're still given 24 hours in which to purchase it. So call the airline directly, talk to their agent. You're not going to be obligated to purchase it for at least 24 hours. And at that point, you've got your reservation confirmation. You've negotiated the lowest price you think you can with a human being. Then go on the websites and think and see if you can beat it. If you can beat it, go for it. But if you go to the website first, you may get locked into a price that you're going to regret because once you hit that keystroke, you're trapped. Okay, John?
Yes. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. You know, yes?
What do you think about buying frequent flyer vouchers through eBay and try to save some money?
You know what? You still have to redeem them now, don't you? And that's the problem. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Okay, John?
All right.
You got it. Thanks for the call.